This segment, we're going to focus on 12 basic questions on long-term care insurance.
And the first question, a no-brainer, what is long-term care, Wayne?
Well, long-term care refers to assistance with the very basic everyday activities that most of us can do for ourselves. We call them ADLs, or activities for daily living. Mm-hmm. As a result of illness, injury, or advanced age, many people need assistance in order to eat or dress or bathe. They need long-term care, and that this need also results because a person has maybe cognitive impairment, mm-hmm. mental impairment. Some people need supervision or reminders to accomplish everyday activities, such as using the toilet mm-hmm. or eating or bathing or dressing and so forth. That's long-term care.
So how long is long-term?
Mm-hmm. Well, long-term cannot be uniquely defined. In 1996, our federal government effectively defined long-term need for assistance as one that lasts at least 90 days. Some policies provide coverage on the first day that the insured person meets criteria for these benefits. Others require 30 or 60, 90, 120 days of assistance before the benefits become payable.
And big question, who pays for long-term care? Huh.
Well, about half of the long-term care expense right now is paid by state Medicaid programs. So you can imagine the enormous mm-hmm. burden on our system. About one-third is paid out of pocket by individuals and their families, a burden on you, thinking about the future and budgeting. Medicare only provides for some skilled care in some limited situations. Neither Medicare supplemental insurance nor major medical coverage provided by most companies pays for long-term care. This leaves about one-sixth of the total cost to be covered by other government programs and private insurance, and who knows how long Medicaid's mm-hmm. going to be around.
Who should consider purchasing long-term care insurance?
Well, anybody who, in my opinion, is age 45 or older should consider buying long-term care insurance when planning his or her insurance needs. Consider doesn't necessarily mean purchase. Depending upon a person's particular insurance budget, there may be other insurance needs that deserve priority, like life insurance or health care insurance. Certainly, the purchase of long-term care insurance should never create a financial hardship on you or your family.
So why should someone 45 years old worry about long-term care?
Well, it's difficult in advance to determine who among us is going to need long-term care. If you look at me, I look fine. You look mm-hmm. at Tim Russert, who passed away at the age of 58.
Year, yeah.
You know, everybody thought he was in magnificent shape. Yep. Well, it's difficult to predict who's going to develop a medical condition between the ages of 45 and 60 that would preclude the purchase of long-term care insurance, like cancer or some other type of malady. When the potential need for assistance with ADLs is just a few years away, actually, at age 45. So another consideration is the premium. And the premium is generally lower at younger ages because you're in better shape mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you're more insurable from the insurance company's perspective. So early purchase can make long-term care coverage affordable later on, particularly after retirement. But that means you got to keep the insurance payments up. You got to keep the payments going.
Where can someone get long-term care insurance?
In addition to purchasing individual policies directly from an insurance company, coverage is sometimes available through your employer. You might be able to get it there. Or through a professional organization like the Bar Association or the CPA Association or whatever professional organization you may belong to. Or another association. And you can often get coverage for a spouse, parent, or even a parent-in-law as well. In addition, some life insurance policies provide for early payment of a portion of death benefits to pay for long-term care. It's a new policy feature on many life insurance policies. And finally, some states have partnership programs that allow policyholders to go on Medicaid with a higher level of assets and/or income than would otherwise be allowed, although Virginia clearly doesn't have that, I can tell you.
Why is it important to know how much nursing facilities charge in your area and the type of care that you'll receive from them?
Well, think about it. The daily cost of staying in a nursing facility varies widely from one city to another. I just recently saw a situation where the daily cost of one very good nursing facility was, the monthly cost was around $10,000 a month. Can you imagine having to pay for that yourself?
Wow.
Also, the physical setting, the ratio of caregivers to patients, and the credentials of the staff members also may vary from nursing home to nursing home, and of course within the same city. So the cost can wildly vary, and it really depends on what kind of facility you or your loved one wants to end up in.
If someone can buy nursing home insurance, is that the same as long-term care insurance?
Nursing home insurance is generally thought of as the predecessor of long-term care insurance in today's market. Today, it's possible to buy a long-term care insurance policy that only provides benefits when the insured is confined in a nursing home. So it's a form of long-term care insurance. It's important to consider, however, if that is where you want to be. Do you want to be in one of these nursing homes if you are well enough to stay at home and receive care there?
Does Medicare cover long-term care?
Well, Medicare only provides for some skilled care in very, very limited situations. So the answer generally is not long-term care. Mm-hmm. It was not designed to cover activities of daily living. That's not what Medicare is all about. It's to cover physicians and hospitals. Mm-hmm. Rather, it was designed to cover acute care, skilled care, such as providing assistance during short hospital stays.
How about Medicaid? Does that cover long-term care?
It does, but in very limited situations as well, because it's you have to show a need to qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid generally only applies to those with very low incomes and very, very few assets. And even then, there's only a limited choice of what and where the benefits will be provided. For example, there might be limited choice of physicians or facilities and no control over the number of people sharing a room with you and no ability for the family to pay for any extras.
Will a long-term insurance policy affect eligibility for Medicaid benefits?
Well, Medicaid rules vary from state to state on this issue, so it's very important that you consult with somebody in your state, a lawyer in your state who's conversant with the Medicaid rules. Most likely, when long-term care benefits begin, they would either disqualify you from Medicaid or the state will be entitled to the amounts that you receive later on.
Does medical insurance cover long-term care?
Well, does medical insurance cover long-term care? Although medical insurance has aspects of long-term care insurance, they're just not the same thing, So medical insurance covers our doctor's visits, right? It covers some of our treatments, and less and less is being covered under insurance policies these days, isn't
unfortunately,
it?
Unfortunately, yes.
So, for example, some medical plans may pay for the services of a nurse while you are recovering from an illness, depending on the medical plan. It might, provide for you with assistance, physical therapy, to recover from injuries that require medical attention. And the medical benefits that you get under these policies are very limited. I had a client recently who was injured in an automobile accident, and they had to go through, this person had a stroke, and they had to go through medical physical therapy. Mm-hmm. And while they were in the hospital, and it was a severe stroke, and it was a young person, actually. And the health insurer came back and said, well, all the physical therapy that you received during your hospital stay is going to be counted against the maximum physical therapy that we're going to allow you under the insurance policy, which to me is like double dipping for the insurance company, because they're also saying, well, we covered your hospital stay and we also paid for your physical therapy while you were in the hospital. And that's going to be part of the overall number of days of physical therapy. And this person had a stroke and is struggling to recover the ability to walk and to speak and to, gain daily functions. And, you think about it, it's a horrible situation to be put in. Mm-hmm. So having long-term care insurance might provide some backup from the deficiencies in your regular health insurance. So once you're better or you reach the maximum benefit for nursing services, the benefit would cease to be available, just like I described. Medical insurance is not designed to cover activities of daily living. Mm-hmm. So why get long-term care insurance? It's to cover that gap, the gap between going into a nursing home, to cover daily activities at your home, to provide skilled nursing facility capability at your home. It may be more expensive to do that in you know, in terms of the insurance premium if you want additional coverage. And the longer you want the long-term care insurance coverage, you know, for a greater period of time, usually they're 3 years maximum coverage, you can buy extended long-term care insurance coverage. It's more expensive. Mm-hmm. So the more benefits, the longer the term, the more expensive it gets. And you just have to figure out what can I afford when you're buying long-term care insurance. So if you want more information on long-term care insurance and who to go to buy it and how to go about getting it and how much you need, call us and we'll hook you up with a financial planner or insurance expert so that you can figure out the amount of long-term care insurance that you need. You definitely should consider it if you're over the age of 45 and say under the age of 60, 65, so that you can afford it. If you'd like more information on long-term care and long-term care insurance, give us a call at 703-218-2177 or send me an email to wayne.zell@ofplaw.com and we'll be happy to direct you to the right person to help you with your long-term care insurance needs. Also, subscribe to my blog at www.blueprintforwealth.org. That's www.blueprintforwealth.org. Thanks for listening to Blueprint for Wealth.